You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Tracy and Mike Franklin from Lock Salon in today. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Thanks for joining me. Okay. So you guys are married.
We are.
And you own a salon.
Yes.
Yes.
Here in Cookeville. So what, let's talk a little bit about your past. What made you decide to start a salon?
Well, I've been doing hair for 20 years, so I've been, in Cookeville, doing that, and I've owned another salon, so I had a little bit of experience and was just having a hard time, working in the salon I was in, and Mike and I were dating at the time, and he was just, super inspired by how awesome and professional I am.
Were you doing his hair?
Obviously, yes, but not until we started dating. Okay. He didn't. Yeah, I don't date my clients.
Especially now.
Especially now.
I'm glad you put that out there.
Yeah.
So did you think, until you met Mike, did you think about owning your own salon?
I really hadn't, because I had been down that road. And back in 2009, when we had that huge economic crisis, I lost everything. And it was just, I just didn't know if I'd ever be ready again to go down that road. But, I mean, having a good support system means everything. So
Mike, why did you think I should encourage her to open the salon? We could really do this.
Well, I had owned several businesses. I've been a business owner since I was 20 years old, various things. And she just really wasn't happy where she was. And knowing her background, that she had already owned a salon, I thought I could bring a little something into it and we could make a go of it.
So you've owned businesses since you were 20, you said.
Yes.
What kind of other businesses have you worked with?
Well, right now I have a renovations company, do remodeling of homes, also own a company called Sunlimited Design, and we send ornamental caps for fences and decks pretty much all over the country.
Wow. What made you decide at 20, did you always kind of think you were going to be your own boss? Were you the kind of kid that didn't want to be told what to do? Tracy, well, was
no, he loves no. being told what to do.
I do. He really does.
And I like bossing people around, so it works out great.
Yeah. No, I really did. Once I finished high school and got my first job, I pretty quickly became manager there and realized that that was really something that I wanted to do, was to be an entrepreneur.
So did you both grow up around here?
Yes. I grew up around here. I grew up in Cookeville. I've been here since I was 6 months old.
Oh, okay.
So I've pretty much lived my entire life here.
When I interviewed Becky Magura, and she's lived in two houses her whole entire life.
Wow.
So have you lived in more than two houses?
I have lived in many houses, yes.
But all in Cookeville. And Tracy, where are you from?
Well, I'm a Cali girl, born and raised. Moved to Tennessee when I was 20. And this is home for sure for me. I love Tennessee life.
And so as a Cali girl, and you're dressed nicely for this interview, do you feel like sometimes you're kind of a fish in a pond, you know, like a big fish in a pond sometimes?
I definitely felt that way in the beginning. It was a little bit of culture shock. Well, a lot of culture shock for me. But I don't know. I've just kind of balanced out and sunk in. And I feel like I'm right on trend with everyone else in Tennessee now.
Right. I think this area, it's just, I think people accept what they accept. And, you know, you just can live your life and it is what it is.
Yes, it's much more laid back.
So you talked a little bit about you had a shop in 2009 and the downturn of the economy.
Yeah.
You lost it all.
Yeah.
And we're not exactly in high rising economic times right now. So as a small business owner with a brick and mortar, you have a building, you just reopened. So tell me what it's been like for the past couple months. I mean, I know you've, I've seen some posts. So,
yeah, well, Mike and I have very different roles in the business. So I can say that from a perspective of an actual stylist, I mean, I definitely miss doing hair and missed the connection that I have with each one of my guests. And of course, you know, I couldn't help but be concerned for my team and how they were, you know, surviving and just not really knowing what this was going to look like. You know, I mean, we are just so unprepared for this unprecedented time that it was just, I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking, I won't lie. And then, you know, one day you feel like you might be able to open soon, and then the next day you hear, no, it's going to be another month. And it's been a roller coaster for sure.
And then not even knowing what that's going to look like when you open.
Absolutely.
And all the, you know, we talked a little bit when you first got here about all the regulations that you have to follow and such. So, So, Mike, I guess economically, the business side of things,
right?
What's it been like for you?
Well, the first few weeks, it was trying to get everybody on unemployment, all of our staff, so that they're not, you know, starving, basically. And then going into the different loans and the SBA, the PPP loan, and the economic injury disaster loan, things of that nature. Just trying to get all that paperwork finished, talking to the banker on a daily basis, trying to get everything situated. So when we were able to open, we had the funds to open.
Yeah. Well, that's been a lot of it, is just watching and it's changed day to day. It's like, Oh, there's all these loans. Oh, we have no money for loans. We are going to have more. In case you're just joining us, we have Tracy and Mike Franklin from Lock Salon Inn. And so you guys have kind of made it, at least to this point.
Yeah.
You reopened. You haven't had to close your doors, which some places have had to do.
Yes. It's heartbreaking.
But you've been able to keep going.
Yeah.
So so this isn't the 2009 for
right.
You, Tracy.
Not at all. Not at all.
It feels a lot better. And tell me about your expansion that you've done. I know you, when I first knew of you guys, you were over by the IGA, and then you decided to move. So tell me about that.
Well, an incredible opportunity presented itself for us to purchase a building that I had really always had my eye on. It's a beautiful building, if you know where it's at. And honestly, it was just a risk that we felt like we couldn't not take, you know? I mean, I would say that we definitely stepped out in faith with that one. It was a lot bigger than we were used to. I thought we would have trouble filling the building, but we didn't. We actually felt like we could have used probably another 1,000 feet or so, but I don't know.
So for those that don't know, you're located adjacent to Leslie Town Center.
We are.
So you're right next to there.
Big gray building.
And what else do you offer, other services in the building besides hairstyle? So what other things do you guys offer?
We offer nail services and skincare services as well, along with some other specialty things like laser hair removal and things like that.
So again, back to that, you know, you're just doing hair. Now you're a building owner.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got a cosmetology degree, did you think that you would be owning a building and being, you know, there's a lot more to...
That's a lot to dream for yourself, you know, but I can't say I ever saw myself owning that building. I mean, that's a pretty magnificent building. So no, I didn't really feel like that was in the cards for us, but yeah, I mean, I thought at some point it would be nice to own our own building for sure.
Mike, did you think you would ever be owning a salon?
No, I really did not, but... A funny thing about this, when we first had the opportunity to get this building, we were already looking at remodeling where we were. I was talking to contractors. I was getting, material lists together, things of that nature. And Deborah, the previous owner of the building, came by and talked with us. And she said... She said we could basically move in at any point, that she had already moved out. We had 3 months left on our lease, and it took every bit of 3 months to get that building ready. We were working till midnight, getting up at 6 o'clock. Sometimes I felt like I should just stay there, you know, stay in the building.
Had you remodeled the building before? Have you been through that experience?
Yeah, we did quite a bit of work to the building that we had previously, yeah. And that was just a rental. So,
and I've always been in dabbling in construction.
Yeah. So you got it ready, you got it opened, and you've been there now for how long?
3 years.
Yes.
3 years.
And business.
3 years in May.
Mm-hmm. Has been great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that entrepreneurship piece. And again, we were talking about that earlier, that people just don't think about when you're getting your hair done.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton from The Biz Foundry, and I have Tracy and Mike Franklin with Lock Salon in today. And so we were talking just a little bit about that business aspect. So we talked a little bit, you know, you said you're missing your customer, your clients coming in, and that relationship. And people always joke around that their hairdresser is more of their therapist. But there's a lot more that goes into running a salon than doing hair. So how did you kind of gain those skills back in 2008, 2009 to even run a business? And I'm sure Mike brings a little bit more to the table too now, to have a partner in this. But how did you even figure out how to run a business?
Well, I would say back in 2009, we really didn't. And when we first opened Locks, we really didn't. But we were fortunate enough to partner with a company called Inspiring Champions that had just a wealth of systems and procedures and policies and things like that in place. And honestly,
you did that the second time?
We did that the second time. We had been opened, what, a year when we partnered with them? And honestly, like, it wasn't looking too solid the first year, even though when we opened, we brought in with us a team that already had a very established clientele for the most part. But, you know, we just didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know what the numbers needed to look like.
Again, that numbers aspect, where you can know everything there is to know about fashion or makeup or hair or whatever it is, or coffee. But unless you know how to work the numbers right, you're not going to survive.
Absolutely.
So you partnered with this company, and mm-hmm. they kind of mentored you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we did. We went to a couple different camps, and these camps were intense. They were like 3 days, 10 hours, plus go back to your hotel room and do a bunch of homework. But that's what we needed. We needed that intensity to get us back on track, and so that we could come back strong and fired up and excited about change. Because you know what they say about change. It's not always easy, you know.
And people can fight it tooth
and nail. For sure. And we did. There was a little separation, you know, from the new standards that we had to set in place when we returned. But That's part of the business aspect of it.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike? Do you think that was kind of the turning point for the business?
Absolutely, yes. One of the things that we had to do was take in our profit and loss statement. And we spent a day, a solid day, looking at this, going over the numbers, the percentages, what a salon should make. And from that, we realized that within 6 months, we would be out of business if we continued on the path that we were on. So, you know, we had to make that decision. We had to go in and make these changes immediately, or we would have been just another statistic, another business that didn't make it that 5 years. So once we got that in place, and we lost some people, we hired some new people, we got everything to the point that we needed to have it. And from that point on, it's just been, I mean, it's never smooth sailing when you own a business, but it has been much better.
Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Well, and it's important to know what you need to do and to be able to remove the emotion and really just do what you know you need to do.
What do you think the best part of working with your significant other is?
You go first.
You know, we compliment each other extremely well. The things that I'm good at, Tracy doesn't enjoy doing, and I could never do what she does. So I think it's a complimentary thing.
Do you have any?
I totally agree. And in every aspect, in just our leadership qualities and everything, I mean, mentoring our team is probably one of the most important things that we do. Knowing what a service provider wants and is looking for, and knowing how to deliver that in a way that makes everyone successful is so important. And just our leadership skills are different, but like he said, they really complement each other. He's probably a little bit softer, and I'm a little bit more on the hard side, but you need that. You really need that.
Yeah, I think especially, like you said, from the leadership aspect, you need kind of to know that both sides are there.
Mm-hmm.
So I've asked this, I feel like salons are similar to realtors in this town. There's a lot of salons and a lot of places to get your nails done, a lot of places to get your hair done. So what do you think is your secret ingredient? What's your special sauce that makes you stand out?
Well, I feel like from the moment you walk in the door, you feel the locks difference. I feel like our customer service is top notch. We have two of the best salon coordinators there at the front desk to greet you. And I feel like it just keeps getting better from there. We have a lot of little extra things that we're able to do to pamper the guest and make the guest feel special. We have a consultation system in place that allows us to clearly define what the guest is looking for. So you're almost always getting a good outcome. And I think just the sheer talent in the building is just unreal. Our team is amazing.
The team is, that is the best part of Locks, no doubt about it. The technology that we use, we keep up with the latest technologies. We are able to text appointment reminders and things of that nature. But one of my favorite new things, and we just put this on the website during our downtime, it's called Meet Your Stylist. And it's actually a bit of a consultation form before you come into the salon to find out who would be your soulmate stylist.
Wow.
So
it's like Tinder for the salon.
Yes.
So is that something that you developed? Is that like a third-party source?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Yes.
So that's pretty cool. That's a neat aspect. I'm sure that kind of offers a better experience overall.
We're hoping so. We're
just
now putting it into play.
Okay.
We'll let you know. Yeah.
Yes.
But it seems like a really cool idea. You know, a connection between your service provider and your guest will outweigh everything in the end.
Like, like the therapist aspect, you need
exactly,
that.
Kinda, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's called a herapist.
A therapist. I like it. Okay. In case you're just joining us, we have Tracy and Mike Franklin from Lock Salon. So earlier you were telling me that you guys have won an award recently. So tell me about that. And how did you even get in Cookeville, Tennessee? How did you stand out to win a national award?
This is This is an award from Salon Today magazine, and that's the industry-leading magazine for salons and spas. And it we are one of the top 200 salons in North America out of...
So an international
yes, out,
award.
Out of about 160,000 salons, we were nominated and got this award. Got to go to New Orleans and... you know, it was a huge deal.
How did you stand out though against so many salons internationally?
It is an application process. You go through just a ton. You write essays. You provide financials. It's an amazing process that it goes through, and it took me the better part of a month to get everything together for them.
Yeah.
And you know, some of the amazing salons that you hear about and see from New York City and places like that are a part of this. So we are very fortunate to have the team that would, you know, allow us to be in that caliber among them.
That caliber of, I mean, I didn't even really think about that at first, of like New York City, mm-hmm. you know, you
or LA.
Yeah.
I mean, celebrity stylists, you know, there are salons there that host celebrity stylists, and it's just crazy to be among them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like I said, you know, in Cookeville, Tennessee, where the, you know, these people reading these applications are like,
where?
What? Where's this place?
Yes.
You know?
Then they hear Mike talk and they're like, yeah, Tennessee.
Yeah, I see that. So anything else that you want to tell our listeners about the salon? So you talked about your services. You have like a little boutique area as well, right?
Well, we actually got rid of that, and okay. and we focused more on our brand. We partnered with Aveda, which is an amazing company that supplies us with our products that we use, our color, that kind of thing. And so we just focused on the more... I think things about us that are most important to us that properly align with our core values, which is conservation, sustainability, making not just people beautiful, but making our planet beautiful. All that really matters to us. So I would like to just add that we partnered with a company called Green Circle that is able to repurpose over 95% of our salon waste. So Lock Salon and Spa is doing their part to make sure that we don't contribute to the landfills. And we're really, really proud of that. So,
how did you even find a place like that?
One of our salon coordinators is just a huge advocate for this kind of thing. And so she had heard about it and brought it to our attention. And it was something we actually had to think about. It's quite an expense. But when we thought about who we really want to be, we couldn't say no.
Yeah. Well, and I think once you get to that point of, you know, being a successful company, you can really kind of stand on your feet and say, this is who you want to be.
Absolutely. And our guests have been super supportive.
And that's great. That's great to have a standout quality like that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, in the amount of salons that are around, mm-hmm. People can make that choice to say, I want to, you know, get my hair done at a place that is
cares friendly. About the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. So we already talked about the fact that you are located next to Leslie Town Center. Where can we get this tinder of the the salon world? Where? What's your website?
LoxSalon.net.
And Lox is
LOXX.
LoxSalon.net. Are you guys on? You're on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, of course. Okay. Yeah.
So people can find you there. Yeah. And Tracy is usually there doing hair. I don't know if are you in the salon often? Besides when you're getting your hair done?
It kind of depends, but I've been there a lot lately because we've been doing a lot of cleaning, painting.
Sanitizing.
Yeah, getting ready for
the
all
reopening.
This big reopening.
Do you
yes.
feel like it's been like a grand opening all over again?
Sort of, but I feel like... probably a little more apprehension than excitement, you know, but still very excited. And really, honestly, we're so thankful for the continued support of our loyal guests and community. They've just really been supportive through all this.
Well, best of luck to you as you go through the next few months of this.
So, thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you guys for coming
in. Thank you.